a famous Jack Armstrong champion adventure story.
American boy. Brought to you by Wheaties, breakfast of champions. Why don't you eat Wheaties? Champions do. Why don't you? And now Wheaties presents Jack Armstrong in another of his new complete adventures. Today's full half-hour story...
The House of Darkness.
There are bright lights in American cities. The great white lights of the theater district. The flaming streamers of multicolored neons, the brilliant shop windows. But there are places of darkness, too. Brooding, mysterious places with shuttered windows. Such a place is the large brownstone house standing at a forgotten corner of a forgotten street. Years ago, the neighborhood was fashionable. Now, small second-rate stores occupy the ground floors of the once proud houses. But the old brownstone house on the corner stands as it did 100 years ago. But it's a house of mystery, occupied by two old men who have shut themselves away from the world. It is a house of darkness, alive with many secrets. Late one afternoon, as the twilight shadows crept around the house, a young woman walked hesitantly up the worn stone steps and pulled on the old-fashioned bell ringer.
I wonder if they'll recognize me. I was just a little girl when I came here before. Perhaps I should have written I was coming. What a dark, mysterious old house this is. Not a light showing.
For several moments, the young woman stands at the door, ringing the bell occasionally.
Perhaps they're out. I think I see a light flickering. It looks like a candle. Imagine living in this great big old house and using candles. Someone's coming. I wonder if it's Uncle Robert or Uncle William. They're both so old it'd be hard to tell them apart. Oh, goodness. They keep the door well bolted. I wonder what they're afraid of.
What do you want, young lady?
Well, don't you remember me, Uncle Robert? I'm your niece, Claire.
Go away. We don't receive any visitors. Go away.
But don't you remember me, Uncle Robert? I'm your sister's daughter. I visited you here once before. 15 years ago.
Go away, I tell you. I haven't any niece. I never saw you before. Go away. Go away. Go away.
That happened yesterday afternoon, Mr. Hardy. I was so shocked I didn't know what to do. But someone told me about the FBI, and so I came here. I was surprised to find that you knew about that house.
When two men shut themselves up in a house for 40 years, the whole town knows about it.
They call it the House of Darkness, Miss Evans. No one's seen a light in that house for years and years.
Oh, Billy and Betty. What did the police say about the house, Billy?
Just what you expected, Vic. They never go inside, but they make sure that someone sees the old man every once in a while.
Why do they do that?
To make sure they're still alive.
The police say they never leave the house. A boy brings some food from the store once a week, but they never let him come inside.
They wouldn't even let me come inside. I can't understand it.
But you only saw your Uncle Robert, Miss Evans. Perhaps your other uncle will feel differently.
I think it was my Uncle Robert who opened the door.
Did you see him?
Not distinctly. There was only candlelight. I had the impression that someone was standing there in the darkness behind my uncle. He looked ghastly in the shadows. I never saw such an expression of fear.
Perhaps he was frightened because that other man in the darkness was not your uncle.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Betty. Do you think it's possible, Miss Evans?
It's a frightening thought, but I think Betty is right. I feel there was someone in the darkness behind my uncle. Someone who was threatening him, forcing him to send me away. Uncle Robert wouldn't have been frightened if that other man was his brother.
There's something mysterious going on inside that house, Vic.
I agree with you, Betty. Tell me, Miss Evans, do the old gentleman have much money?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Hardy. They own the house. And I've heard they live on the interest of their investments. They haven't left that house for 40 years, so they must have saved up a lot of money.
Whatever made them hole up in that house 40 years ago?
When their mother and father were killed, they shut themselves up in the house. They were always eccentric and afraid of the world.
And now they disown you. They won't let you come into the house. We've got to see what's going on there, Vic.
Why don't you and Billy go around and investigate, Jack?
They won't let you in.
We'll get a search warrant, Miss Evans. We'll take you with us.
Hey, I just had a thought. Suppose a bunch of gangsters wanted a hideout. What better place could they pick than a house like that?
But the police said no one entered or left the house, Billy.
Criminals wouldn't invite the police around every time they had a meeting.
You may be right, Billy. Either Miss Evans' uncles are too old to reason things out, or else something very peculiar is taking place inside the House of Darkness. Let's see, it's 4 o'clock now. We'll go around there before dark and see what we can discover.
There's that large three-story brownstone in the corner.
We'll drive a little beyond it and walk back.
Sure looks like a house of darkness. Every window shuttered and boarded up.
Oh, it's been that way for years and years. Can you imagine living in a place like that?
I'd go batty the first week.
Stop here, please, driver. We'll get out and walk back.
Here's the fare, driver. Keep the change.
Thanks, mister.
Now, let's look the place over as we walk back. A little hole-in-the-wall bookstore on this side of the house. Wonder what's on the other side, around the corner.
Oh, some rooming houses. I tried to get a room in one of them last night, but there weren't any vacancies.
If this house is used by criminals and no one sees them enter or leave, they must use a secret entrance in another building. Well, let's go up to the front door and ring the bell.
This place has given me the creeps, Jack.
Me too. And it's even worse when you look inside.
This is certainly an old-fashioned doorbell.
You've been ringing that bell for 5 minutes, Jack. They must have gone out.
They never go out. They must be inside.
Then they either won't answer the bell or they can't answer it. We have a search warrant. We'll have to break in.
Oh, the door is heavily bolted, Jack.
There's some windows on the basement floor. I'll break in there.
Everyone will see you, Jack. They'll think you're a burglar.
The window's open below the street level, Billy. No one will see me. Wait here until I go inside and open the door for you.
I hear someone moving around inside the house now.
I hope it's Jack.
It must be. He's unbolting the door now.
Oh, I'm getting terribly nervous, Billy. I'm afraid of what we'll find inside.
I know just how you feel.
Oh, it is you, Jack.
Good. Did you expect to open the door?
I don't know. I just had a feeling that something terrible was going to happen.
I don't blame you. Are you afraid to come in?
I am afraid, but I'm coming in anyway.
Come in, Billy. But keep your wits about you. There is something going on in this house.
On with our champion adventure story in exactly 1 minute and 40 seconds. So stay right there and listen. If you want proof that training really pays off, take a gander at Luke Appling of the Chicago White Sox. He's been a big league baseball star for 18 years. And listen, Luke Appling follows the training program like Jack Armstrong's. He eats Wheaties. So why don't you take a tip from this veteran athlete? Get started with Jack Armstrong's training rules and begin eating Wheaties now. Yes, Luke Appling's an old-timer, all right, but he's still going strong. A great hitter, a spectacular fielder, Luke again hit over 300 last season. What's more, he broke the American League record for most games played at shortstop, ran his total up to 1,993. Now, Luke Appling, like most big-time athletes, believes in training and plenty of it. In fact, Luke has told us...
Well, having been in this game for 18 years now, I reckon I know something about the importance of staying in good physical shape. I follow a training program similar to Jack Armstrong's training rules.
Did you hear that? Luke Appling follows a training program like Jack Armstrong's. Gets plenty of sleep, fresh air, and exercise. Uses lots of soap and water. And as for rule number three, well, listen.
That third rule is easy to follow. It includes a big bowl full of milk, fruit, and Wheaties at breakfast.
Luke Appling is right. Any rule that includes Wheaties is a cinch to follow. Sure, because Wheaties are fun to eat. They're flakes, you know, big golden flakes with plenty of flavor. Plenty nourishing, too, Wheaties. They're flakes of 100% whole wheat. Have Wheaties tomorrow, won't you? Wheaties, breakfast of champions. You'll love them. Now back to our famous champion adventure story. Jack, Billy, and Miss Evans had just entered the old brownstone mansion known as the House of Darkness. 40 years ago, two elderly brothers locked themselves up from the world in this house. But yesterday, Miss Claire Evans, the niece of these two old men, came to the city and visited the house. To her surprise, her uncle refused to recognize her or to let her in. Miss Evans sensed that her uncle was gripped by some nameless fear. She thought that somewhere in the darkness behind him, a stranger was waiting and listening. So she took her story to the FBI. And now Jack and Billy have returned to the house with her, armed with a search warrant. No one answered their persistent ringing of the doorbell. So Jack entered through a basement window and is just admitting Billy and Miss Evans through the front door. They look around nervously in the gloom of the hallway.
For the love of Pete, look at the dust and the cobwebs. All we need is a few bats and a couple of ghosts, and we're all set for a nice, pleasant evening.
Close the door, Billy. I don't want anyone outside to notice us. I'll put the bolts back just in case. Does the house look as it did when you were here last, Miss Evans?
Yes, I think so. Only there's more dust and cobwebs. But I haven't been in here for 15 years. Oh, where are my uncles? Have they left the house?
One of them must still be here.
How do you know?
Because this door and the back door are bolted from the inside.
But maybe they use a secret entrance, Jack.
That could be, but I think they're both inside this house and they're both very much frightened. We're going to hunt for them. Come on.
Those are the old gas lights. Wonder if they're ever used.
My uncles never use anything but candles.
Here's a double living room.
Cobwebs get all over my face.
Where do your uncles live in this house?
When I was here before, they ate in the kitchen and slept in a bedroom on the third floor. Those are the only two rooms they ever used.
Then we'll go upstairs to the bedroom now.
I wish I knew what we were getting into, Jack.
The quickest way to find out is to do what we're doing, Billy.
Yeah, and maybe it's the quickest way to become a ghost, too. Then we'd be right at home here.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one who's frightened, Billy.
And the second floor looks as haunted as the first. Was it this way 15 years ago, Miss Evans?
It was just about the same. Look, wait a minute. All the doors were kept locked then. There's one that opens tight.
We'll take a look in there before we go up to the third floor.
Flash your light, Jack. It's pitch dark in here.
Okay, Billy.
Well, what do you make of this?
It looks like an operating room.
And it has electric lights. There's no electricity in this house.
This room has it. I'll switch the lights on.
Oh, now I know something terrible is going on in this house, Jack. I'm a trained nurse. This room, it's used for surgical operations.
What kind of operations would you say, Miss Evans?
Let me look around. Here's a case of instruments. Here's a jar of colloidal solution. Here are hypodermics for local anesthesia.
And here's a whole bookcase on facial surgery.
That's it, Billy. Facial surgery. That's what all this is for. To repair damaged faces.
Or more likely, to change undamaged faces, Miss Evans.
But why should a man want to change his face?
Maybe it's the sort of face that's plastered all over post offices, all decorated with police numbers and fingerprints.
And speaking of fingerprints, take a look at this, Billy.
Looks like an engraved miniature rolling pin.
Miss Evans, suppose that new skin were grafted on a finger.
Yes.
And this little roller were dipped in acid and rolled on the skin. Wouldn't the acid eat out a new set of fingerprints?
I think it would, yes.
This room is used to give new looks to old criminals.
The facial surgery changes his face. This device gives him a new set of fingerprints, and presto, the law can never catch up with him.
And if they find us here, no one will ever catch up with us.
Miss Evans, was either of your uncles a doctor?
No, neither of them.
I see. Then it looks like someone's moved in on them. Someone's using this house.
Jack, there's a red light flashing on the ceiling over there.
It's a signal of some kind. Someone's probably coming here. Get back to the door quickly. I'll turn off the light and join you.
Okay, Jack.
The red light is still flashing.
Then it must be a signal. Hurry, Jack.
Leave the door open a little, just as we found it.
Okay. Now let's go before someone gets here.
Wait a minute. Let's listen and learn where they're coming from.
But they must be coming from downstairs.
I don't think so. I believe there's another way to enter this operating room. I think it's the same place the electricity is. There's no other wiring installed in the house. I think the current comes from next door.
That's where the old bookstore is.
Right. There's not a sound downstairs, Billy, and yet that flashing light must be a warning signal, so they must be...
Look through the crack in the door. The bookcase is swinging out. You can see it by the flashing light.
Get your gun ready, Billy.
Oh, we've got to get away from here.
If we try, they'll hear us and shoot us down. We'll stay here. If they come out here in the hallway, we'll have to draw on them.
They've switched on the light.
And now, my good friend, we can talk in private. Did I understand you to say you wouldn't do this job tonight, Doc?
Stop calling me, Doc. I'm not a doctor. I never was. I can't do what I tell you.
I wouldn't talk that way if I was you. You did a mighty fine job on some of the boys, even if you ain't a M.D. Their own mothers wouldn't recognize you.
But I'm sick of this work. I can't even sleep for worry. I'm through, I tell you.
You wouldn't run out on the boys.
Light must be a warning signal, so they must be...
Look through the crack in the door.
The bookcase is swinging out. You can see it by the flashing light.
Get your gun ready, Billy.
Oh, we've got to get away from here.
If we try, they'll hear us and shoot us down. We'll stay here. If they come out here in the hallway, we'll have to draw on them.
They switched on the light.
And now, my good friend, we can talk in private. Did I understand you to say you wouldn't do this job tonight, Doc?
Stop calling me Doc. I'm not a doctor. I never was. I can't do what I tell you.
I wouldn't talk that way if I was you. You did a mighty fine job in some of the boys, even if you ain't a M.D. Their own mothers wouldn't recognize you.
I'm sick of this work. I can't even think of worry. I'm through, I tell you.
You wouldn't run out on the boys, would you, Milton? Not after all the dough we paid you for these operations.
But I gave you a money's worth.
Yes, Milton, you did. You can't run out of them. You're part of the gang, whether you like it or not. You understand? You're a part of the gang.
I understand.
That's better. We're counting on you for a very special job tonight. You ever heard of Tommy Gun Pete?
Tommy Gun Pete?
Quiet, Billy.
Yes, I've heard of it, but...
But what, Milton?
He's wanted for several murders. If I help him, I'm an accessory after the fact for murder.
That's right. And after you fix up Tommy Gun Pete so no one knows him, you're going to be an accessory before the fact.
An accessory before the fact? I don't understand.
I'll help you understand. Time those two old men were put away.
Chuck, did you stop us somewhere?
Why do you want to do away with them? As long as they're alive and someone sees them occasionally, the police will leave this house alone.
We're leaving this place after you fix up Tommy Gun Pete. You know that the old man's niece came here yesterday? I let one of the old men open the door and told him what to say. She went away. She might come back. This place is too dangerous now.
Why do you want to do away with the old men?
Because they're going to sign a will leaving all of their money to me. Don't worry, you'll get some of it. And you're going to use a nice, sure way of putting them to sleep. And then you'll forge a certificate showing that they died a natural death.
I won't do it.
You won't leave this house until you do. You work on Tommy Gun Pete tonight. Now, how many days will it take?
I don't know. I'll see him first.
After you operate, we'll take him to another hideout to let the new skin grow. And you can give the old men some slow-working pills I got. By the time they take effect, we'll turn this operating room back into a bedroom. The police won't do much looking around if you forge a doctor's name on a death certificate.
But don't you know the police will check on you as soon as the river's red?
Sure they'll check me. Take a look at me. You changed my nose. You lifted my face. You put this dimple in my chin. You gave me a new set of fingerprints. What'll the police see if they look at me?
See a man they've never seen before. They see a man and think they have no record.
Sure they will. They won't like it, but they can't keep me from getting the money. Not with that will.
What if the old man won't sign the will?
Yeah, sign it. I got him eaten out of my hand. Now, come on. Guess we understand each other. We're going back to the bookstore and meet Tommy Gun Pete. He'll have his bodyguard with him.
So I wouldn't advise you to get scared. Now shut up.
We have to act quickly, Billy. If we play this right, we can capture the most ruthless killer of the year and break up this gang of criminals. And we can save those two old men.
But why didn't we arrest Malone before he left, Jack?
Because Tommy Gun Pete's more important than Malone. We'll have the whole gang here later. I want you and Miss Evans to get back to Vic at once. Tell him the score. Tell him to get the police and raid the place tonight.
But what will you do, Jack?
I'm going to find those two old men and see that they're safe. Then I'm coming back to this operating room and put a crimp in Malone's plans. Now get going.
We'll continue with our exciting Jack Armstrong champion adventure story in just a few moments. To really make progress in sports, you have to train like a champion, eat like a champion. So why not take the pitch from some of our big league baseball stars? Make your breakfast table your training table. Have Wheaties with milk and fruit. Wheaties, breakfast of champions, okay? Let's visit one of these big league baseball stars. Let's say we're at Comiskey Park in Chicago, home of the famous White Sox. We drop in at the White Sox dressing room, and there's Luke Appling, star shortstop, who began his 18th season in big league baseball today. Luke's a young-looking fellow, well-built, with black hair and gray eyes. You'd hardly think of him as a veteran of almost 2,000 games and the father of three kids. Well, we start talking baseball to Luke, maybe compliment him on being in such swell condition. Luke kind of chuckles, tells us he always takes care of himself. In other words, he trains like a champion, eats like a champion. That's right. Luke Appling eats like a champion. Now, here's what he writes us.
I'm mighty careful in looking after my training diet. A big nourishing bowl full of milk, fruit, and Wheaties, breakfast of champions, is a dish that appeals to me.
Look, kids, why don't you try the training dish so many champions eat and recommend? Tomorrow morning, have a nice big bowl full of Wheaties with lots of creamy milk and some fruit. Have Wheaties. They're flakes of whole wheat, and they're crisp and toasty with plenty of flavor, too. Also mighty good for you. How about it? Are you with me? Okay, then. Make your breakfast table your training table. Have Wheaties. Yes, Wheaties. Breakfast of champions. Now back to our champion adventure story. Jack Armstrong has finally discovered what the House of Darkness is used for and has sent Billy and Miss Evans back to secure help from Vic. Now, as the twilight darkens the dusty rooms of the old house, Jack goes up to the third floor to look for the two old men whose lives are in danger.
I wonder what room they're in. There's a faint light under that door. If the old men are held prisoner, this door will be locked. I'll try it. It's unlocked. Better knock before I go in. Sounds afraid. I'll go in and tell him why I'm here.
Don't kill us! We give anything we have, but don't kill us.
I'm not going to hurt you, Mr. Wilson. I'm here to save you.
I don't believe you. You come here to get rid of us. Mr. Malone said so.
Mr. Malone? How did Malone know I was coming here, Mr. Wilson?
He knows everything. He's very good to my brother and me. When my niece came to destroy us and inherit our money, he knew what to do. But he said she would come back. He said she might come back and bring someone with her. And she's brought you to get rid of us.
Listen, Mr. Wilson, your niece didn't come here to kill you. She came because she's all alone in the world now and needs your help. It's Malone who wants to do away with you.
No, no, no. You will do it. Malone said so.
Have you and your brother made out your wills yet, Mr. Wilson?
I won't tell you anything. Mr. Malone says we mustn't talk to anyone. Now go away if you're not going to hurt us.
All right, Mr. Wilson. But I'll bring your niece here later. You'll soon know who's trying to protect you.
Jack leaves the two elderly brothers and returns to the room on the second floor where Malone and Milton give criminals new faces and new fingerprints. He clicks on the light, looks around.
I'll have to work fast. Malone said they'd be back with Tommy Gun Pete soon. Wonder what Tommy Gun Pete would look like if Milton gave him a new face. Let's see now. Here's the hypodermic needles for the local anesthetic, and here's the Novocaine solution to kill the pain. I'll just empty this Novocaine bottle and hide these hypodermic needles. If I can delay things long enough, we'll be able to make some arrests.
Back at the office of the FBI, Vic and Betty are waiting impatiently for news from Jack, Billy, and Claire Evans. It's almost dark when a car pulls up outside, and Billy and Claire rush in.
Where's Jack, Billy?
He's back in the House of Darkness, Vic. He sent us back here to tell you what's happened.
Well, hurry, Billy. Go ahead and tell him.
We went to the house. The old man didn't answer the bell, so Jack broke in through a lower window and let us in. Oh, we didn't see a soul, nothing but dust and cobwebs until the second floor. And there we found an operating room with electric lights in it.
An operating room? Was that there before, Miss Evans?
No, it wasn't. It looks relatively new. What's the operating room for, Billy?
To give criminals new faces and fingerprints. We were looking at it when a signal flashed, and we knew someone was coming through a secret entrance. We went out and listened. There was a fellow named Malone and some guy named Milton. They're going to operate on Tommy Gun Pete tonight.
He's wanted in 5 states.
Oh, but that isn't all, Mr. Hardy. Malone wants to kill my uncle.
Why? Their house seems to have served his purpose very well.
He's going to have them make out a will in their favor. Then he'll kill them. He has Milton in his power. He'll make him forge a death certificate.
Milton? A forger with medical knowledge. I wonder if he's the man we were looking for. Remember, Betty, the international crook who signed those papers and helped that injured spy? Why did Jack stay in the House of Darkness, Billy?
He wanted to see the two brothers, Vic. And he had some scheme to interfere with the operation tonight. You know, the operation that'll give Tommy Gun Pete a new face? He wants you to raid the house after the whole gang's there.
We'll do that. Betty, get me the police commissioner on the telephone. I know he'll be glad to hear about Tommy Gun Pete.
Back in the House of Darkness, Jack has completed his preparations and is waiting for the arrival of the principal characters in the evening's performance. He selected a hiding place in the shadows of an antique wardrobe in the second floor hallway, not far from the door that leads into the operating room. As night falls, he sees a sliver of light under the door, knows that the band of criminals has arrived through the secret entrance. The door opens. Jack presses back into the shadows as Malone appears.
You begin your work on Tommy Gun Pete, Milton. I want to find out if that girl's been here again. Wilson, stick your head over the banister. I want to talk to you.
I've been here all the time, Mr. Malone. I was waiting for you to come back.
Good night. I wonder if the old man has been watching me.
Has your niece returned here?
No, but she sent a young man.
She sent a young man? You didn't let him in, did you? I told you not to let anyone in.
I didn't let him in. He came in by himself.
What's that? How'd he get in?
I don't know, Mr. Malone. But he came up to our room. I thought maybe he'd kill us, like you said. but he didn't.
What did he want?
He said he wanted to warn me against you. He said you were going to harm us.
How long has this young man been gone, Wilson?
Oh, he's not gone, Mr. Malone. He's still here. I've been watching him. I know where he is.
This is it.
Well, go ahead, Wilson. Tell me where he is.
He's right next to you, Mr. Malone. He's hiding there behind that old wardrobe.
All right, you. Step forward with your hands up.
Okay, okay. I could have plugged you, but it hardly seemed worth the trouble.
Norton, come here. Keep those hands up. Who are you?
Just a friend of the Wilson niece.
Why'd you come nosing into this house?
I became curious when her uncles wouldn't let her in.
Well, what do you want, Malone?
Here's someone who's been spying on us. You recognize him?
No, I don't believe I do. But if he's been spying on us, he's dangerous. You better take care of him.
Don't tell me what to do with him. I know. Take his gun away. Look in his wallet and see what his name is.
Hold still, you. Here's his gun, and here's a paper in his pocket. Why, now this is a search warrant. A search warrant for this house issued to the FBI.
The FBI, huh? Oh, now I know who this fella is. He's Jack Armstrong, and he knows too much for his own good. All right, Armstrong, march into that room.
This is bad business, Malone. If the FBI is on to us, we'd better get moving quickly.
Maybe only this Armstrong guy is wise to us. We're not leaving this place until you fix up Tommy Gun Pete. Then we'll take care of Armstrong and the two old men. Now, look who's been nosing in on us, Tommy Gun. Jack Armstrong of the FBI.
Jack Armstrong, eh? I thought you said this place was safe.
Armstrong isn't going anywhere with the news. Stand over there, Armstrong. If you make a move, some of Pete's boys will take care of you. All right, Norton. You got Tommy Gun Pete on the table. Start working him.
I'll give him a shot of Novocaine first to kill the pain.
That better be good or else.
All you'll feel will be the needle. After that, there'll be no more feeling until I'm through. Hold steady now while I insert the needle. Just a few seconds, you'll feel no pain. Wait a second. That's Novocaine. That's not Novocaine. That's water. Plain water. Someone's been tampering with my hypodermic, sir.
Someone's been tampering with your hypodermic, sir. It couldn't be you, could it, Armstrong?
It could be Malone.
Then that's the last thing you'll tamper with.
I wouldn't try any rough stuff, Malone. Look at that red light. It's flashing. You know what that means? It means there's someone coming through your secret entrance.
You brought me into a trap, Malone.
Armstrong did this to us. We'll spring that trap in reverse. Have your men cover that bookcase with their guns. It'll swing open from the secret entrance. Then we'll let them have it.
Stop, this will be wholesale slaughter. I won't stand for it.
You won't, Ann Norton. Well, let's see you stand for this. Now, you stay on that floor. We'll take care of you later.
Oh, this is terrible, Armstrong. They'll kill every man who comes through that bookcase.
You should have thought of this when you joined this gang.
I never wanted to join them.
Shut up!
They blackmailed me into it. Then I was in their power, and now they're going to do this. If I can only stop it.
Don't worry, the FBI aren't fools. They know about that flashing light from my friend. This is just a decoy to divert the gang's attention.
The tear gas! The tear gas! That's tear gas!
The house
is full of police, Jack. Those men in that room can't see a thing. And the sergeant has four policemen waiting at the secret entrance. All right, Sergeant. It's safe to come in now. And here's the lieutenant and half a dozen more policemen. There they are, Lieutenant, waiting for your handcuffs.
Oh, this is a fine night's work, Big, but where are Betty and Miss Evans?
They're upstairs with Miss Evans' uncle. I think that Betty will convince those poor old men that they should let their niece take care of them. Maybe when sunlight enters the House of Darkness, they'll lose their fear of the world.
Listen Thursday at this same time for another complete adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Brought to you by Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. And tomorrow morning, start your day the way so many famous coaches and athletes do. Eat Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're molding with all of the brands.
Listen Monday through Friday to your ABC station from 5:30 to 6. Make this the most exciting half hour of your day. Tomorrow, a thrilling story with Sky King called Danger in the Shipyard. And Thursday, another famous Jack Armstrong champion adventure story. Yes, make 5:30 to 6 on ABC the most exciting time of the day. The part of Jack Armstrong is portrayed by Charles Flynn. This is Bob McKee speaking for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.